Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. At last year's Cisco Partner Summit, the networking giant announced another push on making the company more pervasive in the small business space with the launch of the Cisco Design for Business program. The program includes renewed messaging, a focus on bundles for small business, and a few new solutions as well. Today we're joined by Lisa Ritchie, who's leading the charge for Cisco's small business team in Canada, to discuss both the company's plans for the small business market here in this country and what it means for the company's partners. We discuss Ritchie's new role at Cisco, the company's existing SMB offerings and how they fit in, when we can expect to see new SMB-specific products from Cisco, and the scale of the opportunity she sees in the Canadian market for those products. We also discuss Cisco's plans to engage the channel, both those who are longtime Cisco partners and maybe a few new partners as well, in the Design for Business push. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Lisa Ritchie. Lisa, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's interesting timing for Cisco to be going after SMB. I think we heard sort of the bare bones of the plan at Cisco Connect, and then later more fully at Partner Summit. Can you just maybe open it up by talking a little bit about what the plan is around SMB right now, including sort of both the company-wide strategy and your own new role here in Canada?
Sure. I mean, that's a pretty loaded question, so I'll try and break it down for you here, Rob. I mean, the time couldn't be better for Cisco to really focus on this customer segment, specifically in Canada. I'm certainly passionate about the small business community and the entrepreneur community in Canada, so it is a truly an honor for me to help lead this in Canada. From a Cisco perspective, this is a global strategy, right? So this is coming down from the top. We are going through a magnificent transformation in order to serve this customer space and ensure that we come to market with the correct resources, the enablement that our partners would require, and most importantly, the product offerings with the price points that our customers would need in order to procure this technology to serve their business as well.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about those products. You know, when we think about Cisco, the tendency is to think, you know, the network enterprise kind of stuff. But as I've kind of thought through this, there are a lot of offerings today that are sort of, if not specifically targeted to SMB, are certainly very SMB friendly and very SMB used. I'm thinking of things like WebEx. I'm thinking of things like Umbrella and a number of other services like that. And maybe let's start a little bit with what do you see as sort of the state of the SMB product portfolio today?
That's wonderful, Rob. I'm going to recruit you for sales. You're right on point there. So that is kind of, the uphill battle that we have. We are, we've done an amazing job with enterprise customers, commercial customers, and we have no desire to stop serving those customers in that segment super well. We'll continue to do that. What we are going to do is also allocate resources to this new segment. And to your point, some of it is just going to be an education to get the Cisco branding in front of these customers so that we're not an afterthought and assumed to be too expensive or only enterprise, right? But, you know, the offerings also have to change a little bit. So we are going to come to market with some pretty exciting new things via our partner community in order to put these in front of our small business customers. So there will be Meraki tweaks that will be launched for this segment that will be super appealing in terms of the technology and the price point. AppDynamics is going to be a part of our portfolio. Duo, Umbrella, and the catalyst that's coming out as well as part of our Cisco designed portfolio. So we're doing both. Some of it is, hey, maybe you didn't know this about Cisco, and some of it is, hey, Cisco recognizes that we need to get a product offering that's unique and specific for a smaller type organization, one that is either going to look to maintain or one that is looking to scale, whether it's scale in North America or globally or just in Canada.
What's the timeline for seeing some of the new sort of purpose built or purpose intended for SMB products come to market?
Great question. I couldn't be more excited. I'm also like on the edge of my seat, to be honest. So look at the Partner Summit. We launched the Cisco Design for Business portfolio. So it's out there. We know what's coming. It's no secret, right? So the pricing programs to back those, you'll start seeing those come out in January. So it's really just a few short weeks away.
All right. Perfect. We often talk about Canada as a nation of SMB, and especially for an organization that has a U.S. parent, you know, even some of our larger enterprise can sometimes look and behave like smaller mm-hmm. businesses to them. Can you just drill down a little bit maybe on sort of the opportunity that you see to serve the Canadian SMB market in terms of scale and the nature of that opportunity?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to start by letting you know I'm married to a Canadian entrepreneur. So it is very personal to me that I help small businesses succeed in the country. I see firsthand day in and day out my husband, you know, being the janitor, the secretary, you know, and the owner and the operator. And it's a lot of heavy lifting. And I have all of the respect in the world for all of our small business owners out there. So I am vested personally and professionally on helping this segment be successful. I truly believe that Cisco has the correct technology, resources, and support required to help these small businesses excel. The stats are pretty well known at this point. There's 1.2 million small businesses across the country. And unfortunately, half don't survive past their fifth year. Mm-hmm. With the correct technology plan, we can absolutely help a customer be more nimble, be more operational, be more efficient, and certainly change how their customers' experiences. And that's what it's all about, right? So if you can have technology be so positively effective with your customer's experience, then that is going to help your business thrive. So Cisco is here to help bring that story and that technology forward to this customer segment.
All right. And what does all this mean for the Canadian partner base, many of whom obviously have significant practices in the SMB space today, both with Cisco and with other vendors?
Correct. And that's another reason why it just makes sense for Cisco to come to market as well. We cannot and we will not do this without our trusted partner community. There's also an education opportunity there with our customers on how to procure technology. You know, a smaller organization may not know how to go about being in touch with a partner. We will help foster all of those relationships. So Cisco is now going to be coming to our partner community with the training, with the enablement, with the incentives, and with a product line to help them grow their market share. So everybody should be really vested in paying attention to this new segment that we're honing in on.
And how do you see those connections being made, those kind of small business to partner connections, especially as I think you kind of suggest a lot of small businesses tend to look at technology perhaps as more of a retail buying type of motion that may not give them access to the best solutions that are possible for them or certainly an architecture that can then help them grow in the future. How does that motion work, that kind of getting those kinds of customers in front of your partners to make the case?
Sure. You know, not only just being married to an entrepreneur, I've been actually focused on this segment for the last 3 years of my career. Mm-hmm. And in my experience, it certainly is proven that these customers will go for, you know, the item that will best suit their needs for the cheapest amount at the time to mm-hmm. solve the business problem that they need. And I totally get that. What I'd really like to do is get more in front of customers and help them build an actual technology plan. And our partners are probably the best people to help the end user to achieve that.
Sure.
When you build a technology plan into your business plan, it is just as important as your sales plan or your marketing plan. And we can build you a foundation of here's what's going to serve you well today, but it won't be all for nothing as you grow, right? We can build on that technology. So when you get to your business to the next level and the next level and the next level, we'll have your technology story on file. We'll know what you procured. We'll know how old it is. We'll know all about it. And then we'll help you make really smart decisions on how you want to expand that platform to serve your business and your customers the best.
All right. And in terms of partners, it would seem there's likely an opportunity here, obviously, for a lot of folks who currently are well invested in the Cisco tent, but also potentially for some partners maybe who haven't thought of Cisco as their go-to because maybe they're focused exclusively or mostly on that SMB space. What's the plan for reaching out to partners who maybe you haven't worked with that closely in the past but might make more sense with this kind of focus on small business?
Yeah, wonderful question, Rob. We're certainly looking at all of those partners, and we've been doing road shows across the country and certainly working with our distribution channel in order to get our messaging and resources to these partners and let them know that my phone is working all day, every day. Let's have that conversation and let me help enable you as well to get in front of the customers that are in your territory or your specific region across the country.
Okay. And any common threads in terms of what you're looking for in a partner who might be new to Cisco, whether that's, you know, sort of business acumen or geographic focus?
So, you know, I ask the same thing of all of my partners, right? Understand what our story is, understand what our mission is so that we can effectively pass that messaging on to a customer when we're talking about a technology story, right? Again, these are customers that are sometimes, you know, betting their mortgages, you know, they have their kids' education. It's a big deal having a small business. And I want my partners to understand that this is the customer that you're talking to. Let's lead with that. Keep that in mind and sell them what they need, keeping in mind what they could require in the future in order to really, again, maintain integrity and help these customers succeed past that 5-year mark.
Right. And a lot of your partners, and especially partners in this space, can talk that language and tell those stories from personal experience, because a lot of them are in that space or have moved up from that space of those companies that may be perilous to make it through those first 5 years.
Oh, you said it. Absolutely. And again, we're here to support them with the training, with the enablement, and with the technology portfolio that we're offering.
So we're, I think, a little bit more than a month now out from it being it coming out in full, sort of the role of Mark Mundy and yourself and the SMB focus. What have you heard from partners since then, and what are you sort of expecting to see from partners in the near future in the space?
So I am just delighted on the feedback that we've been receiving from the partner community. Everyone is super excited. Again, our partners, anytime you can go to a partner and say, look, I got a reason for you to call, and I'm going to help enable you. I'm going to help you, and train you. You know, they're always so receptive. So it's been fantastic. I think, you know, similar to what we talked about at the beginning of this conversation, Rob, everyone's just waiting on the edge of their seat, waiting for these programs to come out and launch. So that we could really get this party started and get this party fired up in Canada.
And it sounds like those details are coming near the beginning of the year. Crystal balling a little bit beyond that, you know, once those programs and the new products are in place, what do you see as sort of the next steps for Cisco and your partners in the small business space?
I mean, this is just the beginning. The potential is huge. Again, I'll go back to the stats that most of us know here, but we have 1.2 million customers that identify as small business in Canada that we need to serve. I certainly don't have nearly that in my customer base. 836,000 of those companies self-identify as entrepreneurs. And when I think about the unique technologies and the unique services that these entrepreneurs are coming up with, and the opportunity that their business has, it is just way too exciting, right? We're gonna be watching everything when it comes to small business over the next several years, and it is going to be an absolute blast to be a part of.
All right. Well, good luck with the launches, and once again, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thank you so much, Rob. This was great. I really appreciate it.
There you have it, Cisco's Design for Business SMB Plans from small business lead at Cisco Canada, Lissa Ritchie. I'd like to thank Lissa for joining us for the show, thank Cisco Canada for its ongoing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. You're not going to have to wait too long for the next edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, as tomorrow we'll be right back here kicking off our annual look back at the year that just ended and a preview of the year beginning. We start this year's New Year's podcast series with Bill Brandl, Chief Country Executive for Ingram Micro Canada, so be sure to check that out tomorrow. In the meantime, we'd appreciate if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.